Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
And welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted podcast, the show about the show within the show. This is the podcast about the radio show. You can get it inside the free Odyssey app. You can get it on its own podcast feed, search Permission Granted, or get it on the DA Show podcast feed. Currently, as we all are at some point in our lives, addicted to some of the drops or one of the drops on the show, I'm addicted to any of the He Who Shall Not Be Named drops. Just recently, Pete the Body has unveiled them, unloaded them from embargo. Is that what we would say?
Yeah.
They've been under embargo for years.
They've definitely been under embargo. So I think a little rollout with ease, if you will. It's like a throwback classics.
And it's usually happening in the first hour when Pete wants to get a little saucy in the first hour, but he gave me, is that so?
It's like when a manager calls a hit and run because he thinks that you need to just inject a little, you need to get a little run across. Maybe Pete senses a little flatness in the first hour. He gives you, is that so? Breaks up the lineup.
Yep. There was an early, is that so on Monday show. That got me juiced up. and then at the end of last week, you weren't here for this one on Thursday's show. I don't even know the words of this, but it's when He Who Shall Not Be Named is singing reggae. And he goes, head side, no, kill him, let it know. Head drive, kill him, let it know. Kill him, let it know. And me and Boyle were just singing that nonstop all day Thursday after the show.
I've sung that before because randomly that will come on some kind of like happy hour mix on Spotify or something like that if you're outside the summer. And I always sing the He Who Shall Not Be Named version.
Yeah. And Pete keeps looping. Killing with the 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 killing head side, killing with the no.
You can picture Pete basically DJing spring break in Cancun and playing that version in the pool party going nuts.
But this is a big embargo lifted because for years He Who Shall Not Be Named could not, of course, name him nor play any of his drops.
Right. And they were moved to a separate folder.
There was But, you know, as we know, history starts to soften over time. And there was a point where, if I'm not mistaken, as the history of the DA show goes, He Who Shall Not Be Named video clips could still be played during commercial break on the simulcast.
Well, DA is a DA show historian at CBS Sports Radio. Let me tell you that nobody made that official declaration. We said they could never be deleted off YouTube. So if you wanted to see any of the history, it would still exist there. It was the Wizard of Watch, DA Andrew Kaplan, who didn't ask any of us for permission and said,
went
you know
rogue.
What? To heck with you guys. I run the stream. I'm going to play what I want to play. And he went rogue. And then I think that helped the softening a little bit. You know, they say time heals all wounds. And if we know anything about late 2022, early 2023, it is that Pete the Body will not be one up by the Wizard of Watch, DA Andrew Kaplan.
Right.
There's a rivalry. And if one says one thing goes, Pete or Kaplan says that, Pete is not going to let Cap win this out. Pete sees that Cap's getting roars from the Twitch and YouTube crowds. And now Pete wants his roars, too.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. I mean, because when you play some He Who Shall Not Be Named, we all light up like a Christmas tree because it's so funny. But I think the listeners get a kick out of it, too.
DA, you're a couple years older than me, but for me, and granted, it's, you know, a lot harder now with kids, but when you would go out to some kind of bar where at some point the lights go down and the DJ comes on, and you have to make a decision, am I going to stay here a little longer or is it time to wind down? The song that always gets us is the song Show Me Love by Robin. You hear, huh, breaks and promises, and every, without, it could be a bar six towns away, it's the same sound. Oh, it's like this major pop, as they would say in the wrestling. And that's the pop He Who Shall Not Be Named drops and stuff get from the crowd and the listeners.
Yeah.
It is like this instant, take me back, I don't care what's going on in my life moment, I got to hear this. And when you hear He Who Shall Not Be Named, that's that moment.
I know. And so then Pete started inserting some of he who shall not be named drops. There is a few, like, choking on the hot sauce. A few, let's go. And then it eventually got into song singing. And that was a big jump for Pete. And so now you've got full video going on the commercial breaks. And you have drops and now half songs during the show. It sounds like there's a bit of a thawing happening with He Who Shall Not Be Named.
And I'll just say this about Heel Should Not Be Named. His run on the DA show as an extra character. You know, we have a Jack Stern now. Shep still pops in from time to time. His run was one that was so controversial. And so, do you like him or do you hate him? But he has been the one over time that I think anybody who disliked him forgot because the moments were so special. And I think in a decade of DA, there has not been an extra character more beloved as far as what they brought or the memories they supplied the show with fans.
I think that could be true. I think in terms of cameo characters, he had it all. I mean, it was a shooting star. It was very brief. But for that time, it was like a Gale Sayers. You know, for that, it was like Bo Jackson. For that time, he was a comet. And it burned out quickly, but for that time, you'll never forget it.
And you could debate. I mean, there could be NFL Network shows a half an hour long, top 10 moments from this character, top 10 songs sung from this character, and all worthy of debate.
And people might be asking, well, who is this? How can I research more about this? Unfortunately, we can't name him because it's he who shall never be spoken of again, he who shall not be named.
What is the hashtag IYKY? If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But if you're looking for a research project, you can go on YouTube and search DA Show Retirement Ceremony. If you see that, it'll all make sense to you.
Yeah, and then you could go down a rabbit hole from there. And just know, again, we're going to reference the decade of DA. That is my favorite moment and segment in 10 years of the DA
really?
Show. There's no doubt about it. There is no questioning it. There is nothing that will make me laugh harder that we've ever done on the show. That right there, if you told me only once, I'm going to erase your memory of the DA show for 10 years. What is one thing you could hold on to and watch forever? It is that.
Yeah. And, you know, you might be asking yourself, why has his records been...
That I'm picturing Bokish's arms giving out, holding on to a rope, holding a fake jersey as a third verse of a song gets sung.
You might be asking, why has his records been erased? And he was already getting kind of phased out of the show. The story arc had run its course.
He was also literally retired and banned from the show. That was the bet payoff. That was the point of the retirement ceremony.
That's actually a good point. Okay, so there was a bet between Mraz and He Who Shall Not Be Named. This is when the stakes were really high on the show for football picks.
Yeah.
And Mraz beat him, and so he had to retire from the show to go away forever. So we had the retirement ceremony. But we could always reference his career on the show.
Right.
But unfortunately now, we can't even do that because there was an incident after he was retired that was very controversial, social media. And at that point, we had to say, well, not only are you retired from the show, but we have to strike you from the record books.
Right.
But, you know, much like taking down a Final Four banner, what he did still exists on YouTube and now being played as drops.
Right. Yeah, we don't have the Men in Black memory flash, so again, I can't get enough of it.
So there has been a resurgence in He Who Shall Not Be Named nostalgia recently.
Right.
And I can see Jeff Perlman writing a book here soon.
I mean, I saw already one of the taglines was, if Frank Sinatra became reincarnated and gained 400 pounds. That's what they said about him.
Number two, we haven't found a bet yet for the NIT bracket, and this has become a bit of a sticking point for all of us.
Starting to annoy me.
Because at the end of this week will be Selection Sunday, and then on Monday we wake up with NIT brackets and March Madness brackets, so that's when the NIT pick 'em has to happen.
And it happens quickly.
Yes, yeah. I think Monday night might be the first month.
Right. This isn't a scenario where in the NFL where you know the schedule's out in April and you have in August you start making, you know, your pool picks or whatever else. No. When the brackets come out in March, NIT or NCAA or women's bracket like we've done in the past, it's go time.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have much time to plan this and get going. So the last thing we need is obstacles.
I would imagine the NIT starts no later than Tuesday night. I think that's the first game.
Well, I'm going to say...
You never know. It's a moving target with the NIT.
Because the difference is they don't have the site locations ready to go. You know, well, I guess if they're just playing at schools, then what else are they doing in there? Some dodgeball game?
No, it's just about travel. Once the bracket comes out Sunday night, Monday morning, it's about those teams getting to wherever they got to get to.
Right, get their ass on an airplane and get there.
Or a bus.
Because it's the NIT. Right.
So we're trying to find a good punishment. Last year was, again, death by salsa, but we're going to kind of fade away from death by salsa. We want to liven it up, but Pete has basically said no to everything except wearing a Gumby outfit.
Which isn't a punishment. So, you know what? The PGP is the place for it. I'm infuriated by this one, Pete. I'm infuriated. For two reasons. Number one, you cannot be the guy during the 12 DAs complaining that Cap never has to be punished, Cap never has to take part in things. And then the first group project we have where everybody can be punished, turn around and say no to basically every punishment. All right, he's famously said, enough with the bugs, no bugs. You don't want to eat a bug, that's fine. You don't want to be set on fire, I understand. But at some point, man, like, whether it's a polar bear plunge or something, you got to say, you can't just say, the only thing I'm going to do is we get a prize if we win and or I'll wear a costume. When you've been wearing costumes during the Katie Linendoll Halloween spooktaculars about, like, you know, D-Gen characters forever, you can't just put on, what, talk like Gumby? That's not a punishment.
So one of two things. Either we workshop a punishment that Pete will actually agree to, or we just keep him out of the competition.
But it's hard to workshop a punishment that he could agree to when, like, we're getting to the point where the only thing he's agreeing to is something that's not a punishment. So he's almost leaving us no choice. But to, is that what he wants? Does he want us to exclude him? But then if you want us to exclude you, then can you be complaining about Cap's votes and all that stuff? It's a lot of hypocritical stuff here with Pete. And again, I've seen you almost die on the air twice and kick your legs like a horse eating hot salsa. I've seen Bogush as the Easter Bunny be humiliated in front of bosses after eating hot salsa. Everybody has seen my bare nipples out in Central Park and actually in front of here painted blue. I mean, we have been put through the absolute levels of embarrassment because it's part of the fun. You can't do, well, what's the problem? You can't do anything? We're going to do something that's going to harm you. Nobody's asking you to, you know, I don't know, get a tattoo that lives forever. Big deal. So what? You know?
The eating the bugs thing is a weird thing to really push back on. Is that big a deal? I mean, they serve them at baseball games.
Well,
it's not like I'm asking you to eat live earthworms.
Well, that's the thing. It's not like we're going out to the street right now picking one up that could start another pandemic. Like, we were talking about shipping crickets that are sold for eat.
Yeah, it's
like,
not fear factor. It's
right.
Just like stuff that they serve at ballparks.
And Pete should know this as a dad. It's a punishment. Like, the idea is that it's something you don't want to do. That's a punishment.
I guess this just comes back to Pete not wanting to be embarrassed. That's just the biggest thing. He cannot be embarrassed.
And maybe it's beneath him as he tries to climb boss ladders right now, and he's running a student station. But
maybe it's the boss thing. But this, remember last year with eating the hot sauce, it doesn't affect me. I will not show any ultimate game face.
Matter of fact, he was the first one to have this bracket challenge not be voted into the 12 DAs because it didn't affect him.
Yeah.
Like, it actually made for not great radio because it had no effect on him. So he should be wearing that as a badge of honor. Like, nothing you, like,
yeah.
He should be the nothing you could do to me is going to phase me.
Right.
From. And instead, it's absolutely phasing him.
Also, he might not lose. It's not like everybody has to pay off this bet. It's just the last person on the ranking.
And that's the other thing. You know, basically, okay, so Pete didn't watch a lot of college basketball this year. Do you think that the rest of us have been locked into every Oral Roberts game this year?
And even beyond that, you can know a ton about basketball. Picking the NIT is impossible.
Picking the NCAA is impossible.
Exactly. There's nothing to really do about what you know about basketball. It's a total crapshoot.
Right.
We did the women's bracket because none of us knew anything besides you pick UConn.
I've never had to eat the hot salsa. Do you think that I've watched a single women's college basketball game outside of maybe moments of three championships?
Or the NIT bracket was because you were so savvy in college basketball?
Yeah. Well, are you kidding me?
I don't know. So he just came up with, he really wants to do a wrestling bit.
Well, I made this mistake. He wanted to stage something on his own for Bob's Bar, and I totally forgot he said that when I came up with the bit of like a real wrestler coming and kicking the crap out of Pete, because I thought that that could be really funny. But then, of course, Pete spun it forward. Then how about the winner? I get to beat up. Like, what do you mean you get to beat up?
We need, here's what we got to do. We got to bring in five suggestions each, and Pete's going to have to vote yes on one of them. That's 15 suggestions.
It just sucks because it feels like we've emptied the chamber on some good ones already.
I know. The Bugs one is so good.
Yeah, it is. It's the best. It's the best. I still like chocolate chip or dingleberry. I thought that was...
That's devastating.
But it's a punishment.
That I would be, honestly, that I would be terrified. That one would really freak me out. That's real fear factor.
Yes. Maybe
eating a dog turd.
But could you imagine the Twitch viewers we draw in real time if somebody finds out, dude, this dude might pick up a dog turd and put it up his mouth? Your hand trembling? Like, that's ratings, man. That's Super Bowl type rating.
How sick would you get if you ate a dog dingleberry? That is one of the worst punishments ever.
It is, but also you don't know if you wake up the morning, if you're eating the dog dingle, but you could choose chocolate.
True.
You have an out.
True. Do they look pretty close?
I would make sure with gloves that they looked identical, because I've made the mistake, and you guys, that's the thing, it's show related, it's a historical moment that we've talked about on the show where I made a mistake. Now you guys have made fun of me for years, let's see.
I know. That one would be terrifying. I can honestly say I couldn't be more scared about
a... It's not a log. It's a dingleberry. I mean, you'd be fine. It'll be disgusting
know.
In your mouth. You'll be fine.
Do you have to taste it or can you just throw it down and swallow it?
Oh, well, you'll taste it.
I can't. Actually, some of the stuff they did on Fear Factor would be worse. Like eating live earthworms. Like,
yeah. Or the spiders crawling on you or whatever.
Yeah, I don't. That would be even worse.
But you got to do something that you know in the back. Like, you can't just bring in a snake with an animal trainer and hold it and freak you out.
Right. Yeah, there has to be
it's got to be like a Burmese python that could suffocate.
There has to be some fear involved. So we're trying to figure this out. Just know that Pete right now is the hurdle in us getting any solution here. And I don't know what you said today, but Pete was listening at 9:28 in the morning because he texted all of us on the group thread, quote, go F yourself, Sean.
It was he pays attention to you guys for the oinks.
No, right.
Yes.
Right. And you responded with the classic, who is this?
There's nothing more demeaning.
Who is this?
By the way, honestly, you want a great punishment, but it would involve one way or another air travel. 24 hours without sleep following around Robin the 3-2-1 for a day.
Oh.
Could you imagine a worse punishment?
That would be tough.
That would be very tough.
That'd be tough. Speaking of listeners, we got to also lock in. As soon as we get this NIT thing finished, we're locking in the Bob's Bar Day.
Yes. Talks happened while we've been apart last week and this week. So we'll talk. But, yeah, we're pretty much good to go.
Okay.
It's just a matter of when. And no vacations currently planned for anybody in the Bob's Bar staff, family, in May or June. So let's just find a date so they can schedule a Friday day off everybody else.
Okay. Speaking of... I don't really have to worry about Knockout Neil, right?
As far as I'm concerned, you don't. And talk to Pat Boyle about that.
So Knockout Neil showed up at Bob's Bar last year.
That's the punishment. Pete actually has to get punched by Knockout Neil.
Knockout Neil showed up. I don't know why his nickname is Knockout Neil.
And now we're kind of starting to see.
And he showed up at Bob's Bar. Great guy. Great conversationalist. He was a lot of fun. Enjoyed having him around. He was good to have around, but then when I was off, he called up and said that he wanted to knock out my lights. He wanted to punch my lights out or knock out my pretty little teeth.
Your pretty little teeth, and you'll find out why he has the name Knockout Neil. He thought his phone line just cut off, and it wasn't until listening to the PGP. I will say this. As somebody who received the phone call?
Because I cut him off one time because he was on hold, and the first thing he said when I went to him was, I can't believe you kept me on hold so long.
I trust Pat, that Pat talked to him, and it was a joke. And I think that, unless I'm crazy, a lot of people who tend to say these things end up being, you know, tough guys over the phone. So even if it was real, in front of that many people, is somebody going to allow him to get through and knock you out?
Well, I think he'd be close enough to do so. I don't think I'm always going to have security detail around me.
I mean, that's true, but I don't know.
But he'd have to have some set of balls to want to punch me in the middle of a crowd.
And I will tell you this, if it makes you feel better. There was my dermatologist's husband is a police officer right there in that district. They plan on coming back to the show. I'll make sure he has his cuffs ready to go. Okay. So there's your message.
I also had a number.
Spend a little night in the slammer if the teeth can knock out.
A number of listeners did reach out to me and say, hey, if anything happens, we got your back. I won't let anything happen to you. You know, really nice to have that support.
It is.
But I don't need.
You know, Dan in Mechanicsburg with the Dave Garrard jersey, I mean, he'd get thrown back into the fence real quick. I don't know that he's really protecting you in that spot. And we saw Justin from Albany. Again, nice guy. He's not exactly putting on the boxing gloves and helping you out.
I do think we'll have some numbers this year to support. So I don't think it would happen. But I don't want to show up to this event and have to be looking over my shoulder at Knockout Neil either.
Yeah, there's too much going on.
Like, making sure I know where he is. Don't turn my back.
Well, look, it'll be one of those things. We'll know where he is at all times. We'll know where he is at all times.
You have to have a staff member watching him?
We'll have staff watching him. That's it. We'll assume he's fine, but staff will keep an eye.
But that could happen in the drop of a hat. He rushes me at Bob's Bar, swings a crazy swing.
You really thought about this?
I could see him out of the corner of my eye, like I'm at Bob's Bar waiting for like a Miller Lite, and I could see Knockout Neil bum rushing me from the right side. Just boom.
The only thing I could say is either we have the event or don't, man. I guess there's always a chance.
And then
anybody could come bum rush. It doesn't have to be Knockout Neil. Shep could do it.
Shep's not a fighter, though. Shep's a kind-hearted guy. My concern is it sets a very bad precedent if I've got to worry about listener violence if I'm even pseudo-mean. I mean, it wasn't even that mean. I just said, you know, it's not about you. Don't complain when you're on the air. You know, it's got to be about the show in general, and nobody wants to hear complaining. If I've got to worry about even that, I'm not teasing him personally. I'm not threatening him. Then, you know, I don't think that that's right that now we have to worry about violence at events because that would mar the event.
And it would ruin it for everybody. Because if that really does become a real fear, then the event just doesn't happen. And how many people, I mean, you got listeners from Arkansas talking about this is their family vacation.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin it for everybody. Don't be that person that ruins for everybody. And I stated that. And I don't think that would happen. I can't say I wouldn't laugh after I made sure you're okay if it happened. But
why would he do that when I'm not on the air? Why wouldn't he call me when I'm on the air?
My prediction? Thinks you wouldn't take his call.
Oh, no, I would take his call.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did not screen the call. I was told he wanted to talk about Lamar Jackson. You're going to have to talk to Patrick Boyle about this.
And your sister was very worried that he was camped out in front of your house.
They thought immediately, like he'd be sitting there for 2 or 3 months. He's got our address. This is what we warned you about. They might be nice people, but it all takes is one crazy person. There was panic. My mom, this will be it forever. All right, calm down. Everybody calm down. So everybody's been calm. We're not going to revisit it.
Okay.
Everybody's ready to go. Bob's retired. He wants to have a nice little show at the house.
Do we have any update from DJ Tommy D now that Bob is retired?
Not only no update, Bob asked me about DJ Tommy D because Bob doesn't have Twitter. And he said, hey, you know, I know you said I retired, which is fine, whatever. He goes, I haven't obviously talked to DJ Tommy. Has he said anything to you, whatever? I'm like, look, I'm not doing this. I told my dad, I go, I'm not doing this. If he tweets at me, okay, maybe I'll be more prone to answer it, not ignore it. But I'm not going to be a liaison between you and DJ Tommy D. You figure it out. I got enough going on in my life to worry about you guys communicating.
Which would also be ironic because TJ Tommy D kind of was a foil to your dad. Like, Bob kind of found him to be an annoyance.
Right, but I guess, you know, He Who Should Not Be Named. We started the podcast with this. Time away. You know, time heals old wounds. You start to miss some people.
Right. It's like a guy that retires from baseball and suddenly misses the guy in the left field bleachers that, you know, catcalled him the entire
Exactly. Oh, boy, I could really use that guy giving me the business today. So no, maybe DJ Tommy, you show up. You know? Maybe he'll show up. I don't know. Maybe he has to give Pete a wedgie. That's the punishment or something.
Okay.
Well, now we're talking.
That should be one of your five.
Okay, you, DJ Tommy D gives you a wedgie. Yeah. And an atomic one. Yeah. We got to see the underwear split. Now that's old school.
DJ Tommy D has to give you an atomic wedgie so that the underwear splits, or he like hangs it over your head?
Yes. And that underwear then hangs next to the Rangers playoff rally towels at Bob's Bar forever. We'll always remember the moment. No atomic wedgies. We're not doing atomic wedgies.
Oh, my God. That's great. All right. Well, we're trying to figure it out. If you have suggestions for us, a punishment you think Pete might agree to, tweet at me, at DA on CBS. Tweet at Mraz CBS. Let's try to hammer something in this week. That's side A. Here comes side B.
It is Mraz here on side B. How are you, Andrew Bogish, with us here on a PGP taping on a Tuesday? Bogey, 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 bogey. Hello.
That sounded like a loose moose. You okay over there?
I'm fine. Okay. After a loose moose, man.
Good.
I am fine. Oh, fine. Yeah, I did not, by the way, a listener brought this up, Bogish. I had forgotten last year. My voice basically had gone and given out upon my return from Great Wolf Lodge. If you remember last year, I went, I think in April or May, and it was during the beginning of the NHL postseason, and I came back, and I basically, the history of the DA show will tell you this, could not get through a Canadian bacon I had tried to the point that I was trying to work through my voice issues, and that was when Pat Boyle started to fill in on Canadian bacon.
Wow.
Was a result of whatever from, and I remember I said I was swallowing bad water.
Yeah, that, I remember that now.
I didn't do that as much this time, and my voice is totally fine. So good sign early on here and returns from the lodge.
That's good news. I also didn't put two and two together that you make an annual trip to the Great Wolf Lodge. You're regulars now.
We are regulars, and I've made this joke before. Me and my wife used to be able to go to Hawaii, Bermuda, Bahamas. You have kids, things change.
Yeah.
I told my wife, if you remember, we took Taylor before Peyton was born down to Florida. We had family to see, my wife to see. It was, you know, 10 months into the pandemic, it became a point where it was like, we just got to get out of here. And we had gone down, and the flight was horrible because my kid would not stop screaming and all of it. And then we got pregnant, had the other kid. And I told my wife, until they are able to, like, sit there with headphones in, whatever, I don't want to fly with these kids. I just don't want to do it. It gives me anxiety to be the parent on a plane.
Sure.
And your kid is just screaming or, like, running through the aisles. I don't want to be that parent. I don't know if you've had this kind of issue with kids.
Nothing that bad, no.
Okay, but that's my worst fear, and I'm sure it'd be fine. So I said, we're finding things that we could drive to. If we're bringing the kids place we could drive to. Last year we stumbled on, or she got a recommendation on the Great Wolf Lodge. Taylor loves it. Look, if I got to go six more times before they're able to fly, I'll do it. I love water parks.
Yeah.
She loves water parks. Well, not my wife. Taylor loves water parks. There's characters. There's food.
It's tacos, filet mignon,
it's
pudding, cheesecake.
Right. It's very affordable, and there's plenty of stuff. Give me that kind of trip.
Right. Especially that's Wednesday in March. It's on the Bilotti plan.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's indoors, too.
True.
That's the other thing. My wife also said we could go in July and August, but then, like, you're in an indoor water park. Don't we want to enjoy summer?
They don't have an outdoor portion?
They have an outdoor pool and, like, a ropes course, but the majority is still inside.
Because we went to, there's one, I guess it's north of here, Camelback, and that is skiing, and there's like a full outdoor water park plus an indoor one for the hotel, so that one's always open. The
Great
outdoor
Wolf Lodge
one
overlooks Camelback.
They're that close?
Like, you could see the lights from each one.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, they're on they're on each side of a mountain.
So, like, that one, though, is
yeah.
year-round, inside-out. Well, the outside part obviously becomes the snow part. But
yeah.
They have a complete outdoor water park, too.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah, this one, not as much. And they're under construction. But, you know, I'm not trying to give them the pop. But anyway, I just
You're not? It felt like you were last week.
Associated. Yeah, Kaplan kept saying that.
I mean, it was a lot.
I guess.
You should have gotten something.
You know,
free pair of ears or something.
When I get excited about doing something, I'm all in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was vacation. I was all in on it. So yeah, all right. I'm sorry if I beat you over the head with the Great Wolf Lodge.
No, it was noticeable as if you were trying to get them to hear it. So maybe they threw an extra burger at you or something.
You could go at Twitter and Instagram. You didn't see me pull a Schwartz. There was no tagging the Great Wolf Lodge and anything.
Oh, you got to do that.
No, that's not
above or below whatever the correct thing would be. That's not.
I'm a regular guy. You can definitely
do that.
I'm not looking for a discount. I'm a regular guy. You never know
what's out there, though.
Yeah, I guess it. Well, that's the problem. I'm not Schwartz.
Right. I mean, you're also wearing a Charmin. You wear a Charmin hoodie with bear ears because you pooped yourself.
Again, if it's free, it's me.
Right.
I didn't ask for the Charmin hoodie,
but you took it.
Well, yeah. If a water park gave me free tickets, I would take them.
Yeah, but like, so instead of pooping yourself, you could like tag yourself in a picture. Maybe they go, "Oh, Sean's here. We listen to him on the radio," and then you get a free whatever.
Yeah, I would just rather go. How? By the way, what's a better DA show sound? DA and me doing that. How? Or Boyle and DA really get into who the owl stuff that they were doing.
Yeah, there's a lot. DA and his bird noises are an interesting little like side story of the show.
He is one with nature.
He is. I probably would prefer your howl noise.
How? Do I sound like an actual wolf?
No. Well, not a dangerous one.
Can you do a wolf or an owl?
No.
Neither? You wouldn't even attempt one?
I mean, owl is the best I could do.
Okay, that's a good wolf.
But that's not a dangerous wolf. Like a real wolf, there's always the threat of like...
Well, do you think of danger?
Pouncing on you.
When you go to a kid's water park?
No. But like you sound like a sweet... Fluffy wolf.
Okay. Speaking of sweet and fluffy, Pete the Body Bilotti is an annual topic here on
fluffy
Side
for
B.
Sure.
Side A, we tackled a lot of the future of Pete the Body in terms of punishments.
Oh, okay.
Like where do job you status. Stand on Pete the Body's basically stiff-arming bugs and all this other stuff, and his punishment that I guess he came up with when you were in with DA and I both out on Friday with dressing as Gumby, which I have to say, I'm a little disappointed in you that you sold it like that was a real punishment.
Well, I thought that the having to put face paint on and talk like Gumby, because in the moment he didn't want to do the Gumby voice, I thought that put it enough into the negative. But we acknowledge on the air that he liked it too much. That was said immediately.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and I don't know what the psychology of this is, I'm fascinated by it, like, he thinks he's above so many things.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Major issue.
It's slim pickings.
It's a major issue. You can't thumb your nose at everything. And...
Well, you can say no to things, but his reaction is... That he's insulted by all of these things
right.
is what makes it different.
Look, there are certain things. I'm never going to jump out of an airplane and go skydiving. Like, if that was a punishment, I would just never do that. I understand putting a tattoo on your body has to live the rest of it. Like, that's not a realistic punishment.
Right. And I do think that, like, I think we've done too much spicy salsa. I think we need to move off of that. I feel relatively strongly about that.
I agree. And I'm not... Here's the thing. If Pete is so deathly scared of like putting a chocolate covered cricket in his mouth that it grosses him out and he doesn't want to do it, I actually could live with that and say, you know what, guys, come up with anything else. That is something to me. I will never do in my life. But when you start coming up with other things, it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And then we come back to the crickets. It's at some point, Pete, I think, fails to understand that a punishment is a punishment.
Right. And there's no judgment in doing any of those. Like, I feel like with the he was so insulted by the suggestion of, like, parking cars at the Bob's Bar Show as if we were going to look down on him for parking cars when he was doing it because it was a dare. He lost a bet. Like, it was a strange anger in the denials and all of these things.
So I brought this up to DA on Side A. I'm curious to get your point. And Side B, as we all recall, and I will never forget because it's a great rivalry, Cap v. Bilotti on the votes for the 12 DAs and how drastically different they were.
Right.
And they've both either agreed, they agreed to vote something out that didn't get as high because they didn't have it in their list. I forget what it was. But it led to a big argument that Pete was the only one on the air answering for it and Cap didn't have to answer for it.
Right.
And one of Pete's biggest gripes with Cap was, you know, how come when it comes to all this stuff, the hot sauce, everything, Cap never has to pay off a bet, lose a punishment, but he's allowed to have the same vote on the 12 DAs. That was a point by Pete. How could Pete, now the first go-around on a potential group bet that Cap would have to be included in, how could he say no to doing punishments now, and then bring that point up with Cap just 2 months ago.
And I thought Cap did the brackets.
Well, he did. That was the other part. Pete couldn't keep track of the fact that Cap did. He just didn't lose.
Okay. So Yeah, I mean, there's like nine different reasons why this is baffling from Pete. And again, we all have our things. Like, if you don't want to wear a bikini in front of people, I get that. But like, he did not.
But at some
not...
point, if you don't want to wear a bikini, then you should be able to eat a chocolate covered cricket.
Okay. Well, and I thought the bug specifically, it felt like to me because he was so appalled by that, he thought this was like what was that show called with Joe Rogan?
Fear Factor.
He's going to, like, eat a crawling cut, which I wouldn't do either.
No,
but, like, the ones from the ballpark are, like, in the canister that are covered in something you pop in your mouth.
That they sell for people to
eat. And in my mind, that's an easy thing to do. Like, sign me up for that.
Yeah,
because
it'll be gross for 2 minutes. And
it might not even be gross.
Right.
Might not even be gross.
Yeah.
I almost puked on the air because I eat sardines out of a can. I don't want to do that again. I will fight for that. But, like, because I already did it and it was horrible. Bilotti's reactions to it are as if we're, like, insulting him by suggesting these things.
And this is the thing. He doesn't have a good retort. His answer is, how about we reward people?
Oh, I know.
Like, we should be giving gift cards. Or, okay, then I'll just wear the Gumby thing. If he had an honestly good retort, I can't remember if I've actually vetoed any because it feels like I've done everything that's being asked, but I know I'll come back. I know when the Giants didn't make the playoffs or lost to the Packers, my response was, I will literally do anything.
Yeah.
And we had a vote. There was like six things I couldn't say no to.
Right.
So I know we're all cut from a different cloth, but come on, man.
Yeah. So the thing I'll say, though, I guess in piece of fence is, a lot of the things that you were on the air saying you had done, you did because you opened your mouth. They were not all losing pick segments or whatever.
But that's part of the bit.
Right. But like, but again, like, I wouldn't put myself in a bikini in Central Park covered in honey and birdseed.
All right.
I'm not you. So, like, that's, like, there's room to be like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't feel comfortable. That's stupid. Like, throwing batteries. I mean, that was dumb. I don't know why you guys did that.
Well, I was in a tennis pool.
Still, dumb. So, like, those are things you push back on. But none of them involve the such a strong, like, I can't believe you guys are suggesting that I do that. That I feel like we keep getting from Bilotti.
That's true. You know what? Well, DA's proposed that we need to come up with five things each and put them on Pete's desk, and Pete has to say yes to something. Say yes to something.
Yeah, and I do like the idea, I think I mentioned on the air, that we each have our own punishment.
Yeah, I agree. It's like a bracket punishment.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing. Even if you're the cricket guy, like, we'll all be much easier in finding a punishment.
Yes.
Than Pete will be. We need to get Pete settled on a punishment because he's got to take place, and that's the bottom line.
And clearly, we're not going to set him on fire. Like, that's just not going to be allowed.
Again, if we had a flame retardant Gumby outfit, then maybe.
But I still feel like legal wouldn't sign off on that.
I mean, they're barely letting Perloff eat peanut butter, so.
Barely.
Okay. Oh, well, that's something to ponder, folks. It was a nice little side beat chopping it up.
I thought so.
All right, where could we get you on Twitter?
At Andrew Bogish. Thanks for asking.
All right, you can follow me at AJ Kaplan. Take care, everyone.